You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks for being here in the energy of the community, in the collective consciousness, and doing your part to raise the vibration and the frequency of all beings. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us today, so that we become a true offering to do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. So right now, as we get ready to hear the words that are going to be disseminated today, shared with us today, we call in the ancient ones to support us, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Judith Onley is a spiritual mentor who communicates and teaches with the assistance of us, who are the united souls of heaven and earth, a group of non-physical beings who are spiritual teachers. She has been writing angelic messages for many years now and shares this empowering information live in group settings or one-on-one. Those who attend group channels are profoundly affected, not only by the words of the messages, but by the energy, as they actually receive an activation at a deep cellular level. Word of the divine messages has spread, and she's been traveling North America, Mexico, Spain, Morocco, and England the past 12 years, sharing the loving energy and empowering messages for the benefit of all those who are awakening at this time of unprecedented shifts, transformations, and possibilities. Judith is a woman who has faced and conquered many challenges in her life. She lives from the heart, believes in her dreams, and has the strength of character to pursue her life's purpose. Her faith in spirit and the intrinsic goodness of human life characterizes both her work and her interactions with others. Judith cherishes the opportunity to share her life experiences to inspire and motivate people to believe in themselves and their dreams, thereby experiencing the joy of life. Through her role as channel, Reiki master, EMF practitioner, and spiritual mentor, Judith helps people to integrate harmony in the body, which creates freedom, inner peace, and empowerment. By assisting people to connect with their divine essence and actually feel it in their body, she enables them to truly live the truth of who they are as divine beings. So beautiful. So it gives me great joy to welcome Judith to our show. Welcome, Judith.
Well, thank you, Ian. It is such a delight, as always, to be with you and your community. I put a little quick post on Facebook last night just expressing that you gather such a beautiful community of, you know, what I call like-hearted souls and, you know, conscious beings. So it is a great honor for me to be able to be here with you today and share whatever comes through from us and that we co-create together, Ian. So, you know, when we come together like this, there's always something new being formulated for us.
Right, exactly. Because we have this amazing community, as you mentioned. And, you know, the ancient ones have called this forth. This has been something that has been called forth by the ancient ones and all beings. This platform has been created literally to connect people like yourself and those who you channel with the community so that the vibrations and the words can resonate and touch people's lives and hearts. And this specific community, as we know, is calling forth information through the speakers. So through you, Judith, is the information that the community needs to hear and is ready to hear. So it's going to be an amazing time, everyone. So just to give everyone a sense of what's going to happen today, the topic of the show is clearing your energy to manifest powerful outcomes. And Judith is going to be bringing through the messages and energy transmissions from us, who are the united souls of heaven and earth. And I'm going to be asking Judith a little bit about that in just a few moments. And then also there will be an invocation of your divine essence. And Judith can tell us about that, as well as what I think a lot of you are looking forward to is the actual channeling, where Judith channels us, and that's going to be a big part of the show, is the channeling. And then during this call, you can experience releasing of blocks and density. you can shift to a higher perspective and reality, so you can handle your emotional ups and downs with greater ease. And you'll feel the raising of your vibration to allow more conscious awareness and heightened intuitiveness, and also amplify your energy field to embrace and exude more joy, all amazing, beautiful, you know, high vibrational qualities and feelings that we all want to embody and actually experience in this lifetime. So a great show planned. And Judith, again, we've had you on before. It's such a pleasure to have you back on the show. So thanks again for being here with us.
You are so very welcome. And you said something I want to make a quick comment on as well, Ian. And again, I think I might have said it in my own emails, but the theme of this show really resonated with me. I know you pick different themes for each series that you do, and they're all powerful. This one, the vessels of love, light, and service, I feel is where it's the next level. It really is. We've all been talking about it, you know, and teaching about it, focusing on it, doing our best to embody it. And I really feel that right now at this time, and I'll talk about it a little bit later when I talk about the portal that we're about to go through on November 11th, that it's giving us a turbo boost to truly not just think that or conceptualize that, but to truly be the vessels, because, you know, that's why we're in a human body, the vessels of light, to bring through the energy of light, to bring through the energy of love, and, you know, to be of service. So I know that all of your listeners will relate to that, that we're all feeling that inner calling. Yes, yeah, we want to, you know, get our messages out there, and you know, we want to reach lots of people, but it really, the underlying calling, passion, feeling of it all is to be of service right now. And I'm sure many of the callers can really relate to that feeling. And, you know, there's still questions to everybody about, you know, yeah, how do we be of service? There's so many places to put our focus and our energy and to be of service in the world. And it really is about, you know, being of service energetically right now. That's one of the biggest ways that we can help out the world is, you know, by clearing our own energy, first of all, and being the clearest and purest vessel that we can be in our personal lives, because that's how we change the world.
Yeah, beautiful. And we're going to get to that. So we definitely are going to be talking about clearing your energy. You know, just a side note, yes, I do have different themes for every season, although this season I was told by my guides and the ancient ones who guide me in the creation of these platforms to have the same theme as last season. So this season went unchanged because as you said, it's such an important aspect, being of service. So I was told not to change it, to continue that theme for this particular series, just on a side note. Yeah. Well,
yes.
I'd love to get the microphone, so to speak, turned over to you, Judith, talking about that portal that you mentioned, the November 11th portal. And I know there's some full moon energy that you wanted to share with people. So, you know, tell us about that.
Well, I always love to start off my gatherings with just letting people know. Most people are pretty aware right now of cosmic alignments, astrological alignments. You know, they're pretty well publicized on the internet and that. But to be aware of them, that each one of them is very significant in first of all, our acceleration in our evolution and our raising of our vibration, but also particularly we know full moons clear energy. That's what it, you know, we put our crystals out under the full moon to clean them and clear them. And the same thing happens with our bodies, and the full moon happens to be today. And so I love the alignments that happen when, because, you know, we plan these things and then we, you know, it all, spirit just says, okay, well, this is the topic and this is the day it's going to happen. And it, you know, it really does line up beautifully, because if the actual full moon was at 1:47 Eastern time today. So, again, we're getting that extra cosmic and spiritual support to clear our energy today. So it'll be more heightened. It'll be more accessible, more amplified. So I'm grateful, you know, that, again, it lined up on this day. and that the again, we, you know, how spirit arranges things so that you know, we can be of service in the best way that we can, and allowing our, you know, I can totally consider myself a vessel to bring through words and energy and transmission. So this portal that's coming up on November 11th is, first of all, we all know, I'm assuming we all know, 11s are very important energetically and numerologically, and they are about alignment, first of all, and they're about mastery. So when you see 11s together, they are about us stepping into our mastery. And so every November 11th is a powerful gateway for us to step more and more and more into that mastery. And then the when it lines up this way, so that the year actually adds up to 11, because 2018 adds up to 11. We're in an 11 alignment year. The energy that we're going to go through on November 11th will be greatly amplified. What I like the word exponentialized, because there's no way of measuring it. And it is a portal that will really take us to the next level of our conscious evolution. And I say conscious evolution because we're always evolving as a human species and as spiritual beings. What's happening that's different right now is that we are really becoming more conscious and more intentful and more willing to be in these higher vibrations, even though sometimes we don't always know how and we feel ourselves slipping up and down a bit. That when we get an alignment like that will happen on November 11th and gather in, you know, with, again, conscious people and in high vibrational energy, it is like the universe supports us then to, it's like a hand up, you know, this little boost up into a higher vibrational energy, reality, dimension that will make it actually much easier to manifest, much easier to create, as I put in the title, powerful outcomes, because the universe is aligning with us and we are aligning with the universe and also with our, I call it divine essence, you know, our source, our, what we carry within us will be much more greatly activated at that time, because it is a portal that will move through to energetically be in the higher vibration. So, and it is a time when many things shift and change for people, and to be able to understand what that is and to receive the support for it as it happens. You know, I will be doing a telechannel on that day to gather people and help them to be open to that download that we'll be receiving as we move through into the next level of our own personal as well as global evolution. It's a powerful day, and it's you know, we've had them before. You know, I'm actually doing another workshop called, you know, what happened since the last 11-11 one, because it was a 7-year cycle. And so we're coming around now to see, oh, well, these are the changes that have happened. And now we're, you know, we're ready for more. And literally, our bodies have been going through great integrations and great clearings, as many of you are experiencing. Probably a lot of changes in your life, a lot of physical issues that may have come and gone or may still be there that are all part of that 7-year cycle, for us to have been prepared for where we are now and the heightened awareness that we have on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So it's a big, we're living in a pretty amazing time right now, Ian.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. You spoke about downloads and that there's amplification of downloads. I wanted to, you know, shift that to you now. And talk about downloads in a different terminology, and talk about channeling. And definitely we're all very curious around the United Souls of Heaven and Earth. But before we actually have you share with us about us, What about, you know, just set the stage, maybe lay the foundation for us. What is channeling and how does it work?
Well, I always love, Ian, when I get asked that question, because, of course, there's many theories out there or interpretations of what channeling is. And so I asked us right near the beginning to, you know, I knew that's what I was doing. I had seen other people do it. I've been to, you know, some pretty powerful channels, Rampa and Cryon and different ones early on. And I always felt amazing when I was in their energy. And so when I you know, felt it happening for me and knew that I was being called and to something greater than what I had been doing at the time, I, you know, I sat in meditation, asked, and what they said to me, excuse me, was channeling is a gateway. And it's just a gateway between the physical and the non-physical realms that's facilitated through a human being who's willing, and I kind of willing is the key I hear, to speak the words for all to benefit from the teaching and the wisdom, sorry, I got to clear my throat, of the higher realms of enlightenment. It's a blending of the energies of, for the betterment of humankind through their awareness and empowerment. So it's really quite simple. You know, channeling is a gateway through a human being to speak words of wisdom from the non-physical realm and to support humanity in its awareness. So I loved it. It was simple because, I've seen many things of, you know, what is channeling and how to channel. And it really, everybody channels. Every person on earth has the ability to channel, whether it's great works of art, you know, music, and innovations, or everybody is doing it at some level. And those who have stepped out in a spiritual way to, again, be that conduit or that vessel are supporting. Again, I keep getting the word evolution today, which is really interesting, of all of humanity. And when humanity evolves and, you know, has a greater awareness, it actually has an impact on all the other dimensions as well that then creates a two-way flow. You know, the flow has been cut off from humans because of our own, you know, not remembering who we are as a divine being. And so what's happening through, you know, many of the spiritual teachers right now is that transmission or awareness or reflection back that, yeah, we are divine and we are here for a much greater purpose than we've been told. So us stands for United Souls of Heaven and Earth. And it was, you know, I was a dance teacher. I was a mother. I was, you know, had a very traditional life. And when it started happening for me, As I said, I'd been to other channels, so I knew, you know, what they did and how great it felt. But to feel it happening to me was, took me a while to accept it. And the I wrote messages for about 6 years before I really realized that it was something I was meant to do and bring out to the public. And when I did, it just felt so beautiful. Every time I channel, I feel it move through my body, and when us come through, they come in on what they call the frequency of joy. So I feel it move through my body, and people that are, you know, receiving the words often, you know, feel just a sense of lightness, and oftentimes don't even hear the words. Us talks all the time about, the words really are not important. The words are there to occupy our minds so that we can really receive the energy and then transmission at a cellular level, because that's where the changes are happening, at our cellular DNA level right now, to help amplify our light bodies. And that's where we're, you know, letting go of the density of the physical realm and the physical body to hold these higher vibrations. So, yeah, they're a beautiful group of beings that are here to serve. And that's, again, why I, you know, was so resonated with your title. They're here to serve, and that their purpose for coming through me at this time is the activation of the divine essence in all human beings. And they really emphasized all, Ian, because, you know, we can look out in that world and think, well, there's some not so divine people out there. But we really are all divine. And it's just what's happening is some are remembering and embracing it and moving forward in their lives and through our world with that knowing and intention. And some are still at the point of maybe not quite remembering, and hopefully at some point we'll wake up. But through, you know, the words, the messages, the energy that that comes through from us is activating that for anyone who's willing to be part of, you know, the energy and to receive it.
Beautiful. Well, we can't wait to get to that part of the show where you actually channel us. I think that's going to be a beautiful experience. Oh, I just love some of the things that you said, activating all of the divine essence, all the divine essence within all beings. So true.
Yeah.
And we do forget that, but absolutely, we're all divine beings at various stages of our evolution. And, you know, when you have that knowing, you know, you can really, you know, be a greater vessel of compassion, not from a perspective of better than, but just a perspective of understanding and appreciation of where everyone might be at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all on the same path, just going at our own speed right now.
Some are
meandering a little bit. Some are going straight forward. And some are just, you know, still waiting for that moment, whatever that moment is for
them.
Because we're all going through an awakening, and with it, you know, I call it upgrading. You know, there's so many upgrades that happen to us now, and some are easier than others, and some are a little bit more challenging. But it is happening for everybody.
Yeah, and I always remind myself, you know, that we all have multiple lifetimes, and then you know, I don't necessarily know who I was last lifetime, or the lifetime before, or the lifetime before, and I could have been a total jerk.
So I always
remind myself of that. Well, let's talk a little bit right now, Judith, about clearing energy, and the importance of clearing energy, and you know, why we should be clearing our energy to accelerate our ascension, and how us can, United Souls of Heaven and Earth, can help us clear our energy or help us in that process.
Well, again, what a beautiful question, and there's so many components to this, Ian. First of all, we are all just one big ball of energy, so and there's many aspects to us, many different energetic aspects to us. And living in a 3D realm where there's many influences on us, you know, we have different things that affect us. It might be a, you know, family situation or a health situation or, you know, stressful things in our life that drain our energy or that cause tension in our body. So we all have this. And some people learn how to manage it a little bit better than others. But when you think of everything as just energy, so whether it's a catastrophe or whether it's a, you know, a blissful event, which, you know, I have going on right now as we speak. I shared with Ian that, you know, my brother and his wife are in the process. She's, you know, going into labor and having a baby probably today. So it is, you know, one of those moments that it's a blissful moment. So we want lots of those, and hopefully, you know, have many of them in our lives. And then there's the ones that are not so optimal. But if we remember that they're really just energy, and it's about letting energy pass through our bodies and not restricting it in any way, even the really good stuff, because then, you know, we're on an adrenaline high, and that's not good for our bodies to be on that for any length of time. So when we're aware of everything that happens to us, around us, through us, whatever is just energy, then we can actually facilitate the movement of that energy through our body in a greater way through many things, many, many different ways. I mean, there's lots of ceremonial things. I know you probably have some shamanic practices that you can you clear energy with smudging. I happen to use sound. There's many ways of clearing our energy field, and when we have a clearer energy field, our physical bodies actually can function at a better in a better capacity. So when we're in meditation, ceremony, channeling, again, so many different ways, we are giving permission for the denser energies, whether they're, like you had mentioned, past lives. I believe we've all lived many past lives, and they're all kind of layered on top of each other right now, and that we've had many, many experiences to get us to this point of our evolution and our awakening and our ascension. And some are really supporting us now to move forward, and some of us are, you know, it's heavy stuff and still kind of stuck in the body. So when us channels through me or in private sessions, the energy itself is being transmitted to your body, and it knows where to go. So it's not, you know, necessarily me directing it. It's just being in this higher vibrational energy. You have access then to clearing things out without a whole lot of psychological processing. And you know, there are times when it's important to think things through or, you know, work through something from your past. But right now in the new energies, and there's many new vibrations right now accessible to us, Ian, we don't need that lengthy process anymore of starting it out, figuring it out, rehashing it all. You know, whether it's something that was, you know, wounding in this life or another life, it really is just transmuting the energy and giving, you know, permission for that to happen. So when we are, you know, together in, you know, two people together or a group together, it actually facilitates clearings on greater levels. So when I channel and we excuse me, are in a group like we'll be today, is the it happens at a group level. So each person receives exactly what they need at the level they is in their highest good. So it might be a physical clearing. It might be, you know, clearing out the energy around an old injury or an illness. It might be a clearing around, you know, an emotional, you know, sort of heart energy. It could be a clearing of some, you know, foggy stuff going on in your brain to help the synapses work more clear. Or many times it's actually a spiritual clearing. Because we've gone through, you know, most of us here at this time as light workers have probably gone through many lifetimes of, you know, our spiritual path being thwarted in some way. And now we're here to say, nope, we're doing it this time, and that's that. So much of the clearing that's going on is actually on that spiritual level to empower us to truly stand in who we are, again, as a divine being. So kind of a long answer, but I think we got there.
Yeah, I think so. And I've got some follow-up questions that we'll see how many I get to. But a couple of things came to me, and I think I really wanted to take this opportunity, Judith, to have everyone in the community really understand more about us, but not necessarily just about us, but, you know, what happens when you're channeling to the person. So, for example, you spoke earlier about words are, and I'm going to paraphrase here, words are filling space, right? The words, it's the vibration behind the words when you're channeling. Yes. And you also just said that each person receives exactly what they receive, you know, what they need to receive, you know, at that particular level, even in a group process. So, so when you're doing the channeling in a group setting, so, we'll be doing that fairly soon, everyone. So Judith is going to be connecting in, or if you, I don't want to, you know, you're not connected now, but certainly you'll be connecting in with us and doing the channeling in the group setting. What is us doing? Is it a healing primarily? Is it a message for everyone? Or what is coming through when you're doing your channeling?
Well, definitely there's messages. So, yes, I'll be speaking for about 20 minutes or so. They're beautiful words. And when I go back and read my own transcripts or listen to the audios, they're beautiful and, you know, oftentimes create an emotional feeling around them. But it's a transmission of energy. And so when people are listening, first of all, I'm going to really invite you to be very present, first of all, to, you know, not be multitasking, but to be in receiving mode, because you'll be receiving it, as I said, at the cellular level, that then your body, your mind, your spirit knows exactly what to do with it. As far as, you know, sometimes it's uplifting, it's creating space within your physical body or your mind. But it's us kind of, because they have the higher perspective, and they know exactly what is needed in the moment. So I often, you know, Judith, myself, do not always know what's coming through, and I actually don't remember. For me, it's like being in a dream. And so afterwards, when I do it on, I do a telechannel on the 11th and the 22nd of each month. And, you know, I start off with the invocation, which I will do for you. And then us come through and speak. And then we talk about it afterward to see, you know, what each person experienced. And oftentimes it's very individual, but similar, because in a group situation, it is lifting the whole group up into a higher vibration, because we all, and, you know, this has been, it's funny, today is Global Oneness Day. I don't know if you follow that or not. Humanity's team is doing a big thing today as well, having very high level speakers, Marianne Williamson, and, you know, some really amazing teachers out there speaking about oneness, because we really are all connected. And yes, we may have each of our own little circumstances going on in their life. And for some people, they're not little. There's major things happening right now.
Right.
But when we do it in a group, we're lifting up everybody in that group to a greater, you know, greater understanding of themselves, a greater understanding of who they are, and giving them the tools and the awareness to shift the things that are really not serving them any longer.
Right, beautiful. And the other thing you mentioned earlier was that, you know, we don't need the lengthy processes anymore. We can transmute at a much faster rate. And I think that I think that we are really looking forward to transmuting at a faster rate. So, you know, maybe as we go into this, and I'm going to ask you to actually lead us into this now. So whatever steps you need to take us through, you know, maybe we can set the intentions or what, however you want to, you know, guide the group to be open to receive. And I'm just going to share with the group right now again. So wherever you might be, I would encourage you to, you know, find the quiet space, you know, find the quietness, be quiet, be still. If you have anything special around you, like a candle or a crystal, you know, bring that into the space. Really get into the space now of receiving, so that you can really receive the greatest benefit of this really beautiful gift that Judith is going to share with all of us right now. All right, so that's my part, and I'll hand it over to you.
Well, thank you, Ian. And just again, as far as the experience is, you, people listening to the channel, you may feel very, very sleepy, actually. And if that happens, just allow yourself to, you might just conk out. And because there will be a replay, so you'll be able to listen to it again. I've often found when people conk out or go, you know, into a deep relaxation, is it because the energy is working at a very deep level for them. So it's not about trying to listen to the words. You always remember you'll have the replay, but to be in that receiving mode. So you may feel, you know, your body relaxing so that it feels heavy. Some people get a little bit agitated if there's some real clearing, you know, electrical clearing work going on. So there's many, many different experiences. Just allow whatever that is for you. So, thank you for that beautiful lead-in. And I'm going to start with the invocation of your divine essence. And this is a three-minute invocation to really activate and help you connect to your own divine essence. And then us will begin to speak. So starting with four really deep breaths. knowing that those four breaths do connect body, mind, spirit, and heart. And when those four work in harmony with each other, it creates a state of well-being and a sense of inner peace. And it is from that place of inner peace that all is possible. Your physical well-being, your emotional balance, your mental clarity, and your spiritual knowing. So now on your next breath in, just allow yourself to connect with that beautiful divine essence. That place deep inside of you that only knows joy, love, health, abundance, empowerment, clarity, inner knowing, and inner peace. So then on your next breath out, just let go. Letting go of all those old belief systems, thought patterns, conditioning, the denser energies of doubt, worry, fear, anxiety, frustration, whatever they may be, knowing that they have served you, and it's just now time to give conscious permission for these denser energies to be released from your mind, from your body, and right out of your energy field. And as these denser energies leave, it creates a space now that can be filled up with the higher vibrational energy, the energy of the truth of who you are in all of your glory and magnificence. So now as you're breathing in, just allow yourself to feel what that feels like deep inside of you. To feel your truth, to feel your empowerment, and to feel your divine essence, because that is where all of your guidance comes from. It always has, and it always will. So just breathe and feel. Dearest beautiful beings of light, we are the united souls of heaven and of earth, and it brings us great delight to be in the presence of such magnificent light beings. And we always refer to you in our address to you, and we always emphasize those words, because that is the truth of who you are. You are beautiful, magnificent light beings. And the more and more that you can accept that as your truth, the more that you can allow that energy to embody within you as well as activate and emanate from you, the easier that you will be able to manage and maneuver through your own personal life as the challenges come, as the stresses are part of a human existence. It also gives you the opportunity to rise above them and to see everything from a higher perspective when you are connected and truly embodying that truth of who you are. So on this day of our transmission to you, we are helping to amplify that energy that is already within you. And as you accept that as your truth, then all of the situations in your life will automatically start to realign, to synchronicities happen. You cross paths with those that you didn't even know were meant to be part of your life. There is so much happening on a multidimensional level now that is beyond your comprehension. And one of the words that we use many times in sharing what is happening when people are asking, what are they here to do, that they're in this place of I don't know, is because on the multidimensional level, there are great orchestrations happening. And as these orchestrations are taking place in on multidimensional levels, they are being reworked and reorganized to be able to filter through to your three-dimensional existence. You are bouncing back and forth like on a bungee cord at this time between the dimensions because of all of the spiritual awareness that so many of you are pursuing at this time. You are reaching and have access to a much greater dimensional energy than you've ever had before, and that now is being downloaded through not just your mind, dear ones, because your mind wants to figure everything out. It's actually being activated through your cellular structure so that you have a greater access at all times. The mind is, some of you may have noticed that the mind is a bit fleeting. One day it's right on and functioning top notch, and the next day it's a little wonky and wobbly and forgetful. And there's a reason for that, is because of all of the upgrades that are happening on an energetic and frequency and vibrational level, to allow the energy to actually bypass your mind to reach you at the cellular and DNA level. And then the mind can have access to that information without, again, all of the analysis that slows it down. So for you all to be in receiving mode of the greater awareness of your multidimensionality. You are not limited, dear ones, to just your 3D realm. And many of you already are having great experiences of that and will continue to have greater experiences of that, because as you touch into and realize that you're something so much greater than what you have been told, as a human being, then you have the ability and the capabilities to create whatever it is you so desire. And when you're in that place of empowerment from the inside out, again, it's lovely to see the reflection of certain circumstances and ways of being in your external world. But as you accept that from the inside out, that is where your empowerment comes from. And that is how then you are able to create your desired outcomes. And by holding that in your awareness, you are creating the orchestration. You are actually directing the orchestration that we talked about earlier of all the different aspects, pieces, circumstances to come together in a divine timing for your highest good and purpose in this lifetime. And as you are, so many of you are aware at this time, this is a powerful time for a human being to be alive, and why so many of you chose to come to Earth at this time, because of the great shifts that are underway on all levels, whether they're with your Mother Earth, whether they're with your physicality, whether they're with your all your systems, your political, medical, educational, all the systems are in great shift, because it is time. And there are many of you actually that will listen to these words that are bringing through the newer innovations, the newer ways of being, the greater perspectives of creating something in the highest good of all, and allowing that integration, that collaboration, so that it comes into unity on your Earth. Your Earth is a pivotal player in the multidimensionality of creation that is happening right in this. This is being called the Great Shift. And each one of you, dear ones, is an integral player in that unfolding. So for each one of you to own your truth, to live your truth, to accept who you are, and also to accept who others are and how that is playing out in your world, is the greatest gift that you can offer yourself and those that you love, and also, of course, for all of those that you don't even know that have not come into your awareness or existence yet. There is a great layering that is happening in the multidimensional energy downloaded is not exactly the right word. It is being emanated and absorbed and merged at this time below your cognitive awareness. And as that then gets more deeply integrated within your physical being, then the cognitive awareness of what that is for you and how you move forward as this beautiful divine being, creating and manifesting everything in your 3D realm that is of the highest good for all. So each one of you is called to a unique expression on your earth at this time. And even though there are many of you who are feeling this resonance with so much of the spiritual sort of enlightenment, evolution energy that is growing in great leaps and bounds on your earth, there is still this personal aspect that is being rebalanced, recalibrated, energies transmuted at the deepest core of you, so that you can walk forward in your life with confidence, with clarity, and with a deep knowing of the possibilities that are unfolding for you personally in your own life, as well as globally, as well as multidimensionally, as well as universally. There's so many layers, dear ones, of what is unfolding in a very short period of time over these next few years and decades. You will look at yourselves in your world and not even recognize what has happened, because it'll be in such a higher vibration. And you are, dear ones, a very integral piece of that unfolding, moving yourselves, your world, all of humanity into the higher vibrations of love, of light, and yes, of service. As our host spoke earlier in her sharing, it is now time, dear ones, to put yourself out there in the biggest and grandest way that is possible for you, and to give of yourself, not just on a human basis or on a doing basis, but truly on a being basis, being the light and the love that you already are. So we leave you now with those words, with the energy, and with a great honoring for the path that you walk on your earth. We leave you now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
What an
amazing experience. Let me just share. So many times I just felt the vibration of truth just like penetrate me. And then it'd be gone. Like, I can't remember. But you could ask me what I remember about that channeling, and I couldn't tell you. But I do know, at the instant when I heard that truth come through, my whole being resonated. And then again, my whole being resonated. It was really, really remarkable, you know, what happened to me personally. Yeah. Mm. The,
thank you.
Yeah, the vibrations behind that.
Ooh. Yeah. Thank you for that, Ian. I'm just still kind of coming back because for me it's the same thing. I'm aware of what I'm saying or what I ask is saying through me, and it's just, and I, when I'm back as Judith, I really don't remember. I remember I have, you know, the experiences, but I again couldn't remember the words. So I often always listen to my own replays and read my own book, because I get it at a deeper level each time as Judith the human moving through this, you know, dense life that we, you know, the earth all with all its complexities. So and I know the messages are often multi-layered, so I always like to give it a title whenever I channel, and I think you gave it to me. It's the title of this transmission was The Vibration of Truth.
Mm.
So thank you for that.
And so, yes, of course. And, you know, so for those of us listening and experiencing and having that vibration penetrate our beings, you know, our ears heard the words, but our heart and soul, you know, felt the message behind and the healings behind and the transmutation that you mentioned earlier behind the words. So much went on kind of behind the scenes, you know, the rewiring. And, you know, you spoke about the cellular level changes that we experience. And so often, we focus on the words, we try to remember the words, but that's not the important part, right?
No. And I'd like to just add one little thing in here for those listening to the channel. There was a lot of energy work going on through the channel. And as I said earlier, some of it may have been physical, some of it was emotional, some I know we're absolutely know we're getting heart clearing. So be aware of having quiet time afterward. If you can, to just allow your, you know, everything to integrate, and to drink lots of water. Water is a conductor of energy. So those two things are be out in nature, that really help your body to integrate what just happened through this transmission. So just a little sideline there.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm going to ask, you know, everyone who feels compelled or led to, you know, leave us a comment. So in the question box there, just put a comment in there. What did you feel? What was that like for you? What came through for you? And it would be wonderful if you could share that with us as well. So just check the question box or the comment box on the webinar page. You can either do that now if you're actually listening live, or you can do it later if you listen to the replay, or if you know, this is the first time you're listening and it's a few days in advance and it's the weekend, then do it then. But just let us know. We'd really appreciate some, well, I would. I'd love to hear what you're experiencing. And so let's talk now about how to experience this, Judith, on a more personal level. So I'm going to direct everyone's attention right now to the webcast page. And on the webcast page, there is the special offer button, and that's under Judith's photograph. If you click that, you'll be taken to a page that is a offer page that Judith has prepared for the Wisdom community. It says, energetically activate and align with the truth of who you are as a light being. There's the word truth again coming through.
Truth, I just noticed that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, and I didn't plan to have you here on this specific day because of the did you say it was the what day is it today?
Day? It's a full moon today, so everything full is really amplified with a full moon.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't plan. And, you know, another speaker might not have necessarily mentioned that, but, you know, the community needed to hear that today. So, you know, it's wonderful how it's all synchronized. Okay, so if you're not on the webinar page, everyone, and you want to listen – sorry, you want to follow along visually, you'll have to type in WOTA, that's Wisdom of the Ancients, but just the letters, WOTASummit.com/S, that's the letter S, the number 3, and Judith. So WOTASummit.com/S3Judith, and Judith is J-U-D-I-T-H. And again, of course, we'll send this tonight and over the weekend, so you'll get to see this page if you're not able to look right now, follow along right now. But, you know, Judith, tell us about your offer and what's included. There's a couple of packages here. And then, you know, when you get to the part where you tell us about the private session with yourself and with the United Souls of Heaven and Earth, tell us about, you know, how, you know, an individual might receive the information, or what happens to an individual when they have that, when they experience that channeling. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll hand it right over to you.
Thank you, Ian. And again, I'm always grateful to have this opportunity to share all the different offerings that I have, because I have many of them. And the first one I'd already talked about, so I'm just going to skip over it briefly. But on in Package A, you get to join on November 11th, my special 11-11-11 telechannel, where I will be doing a channel just like you experienced on a conference call, and we gather many people from around the world to experience that. And it, as I said earlier, this will be a very significant download of energy that's happening on that particular day as we move through this portal into much higher vibrations. So it'll be a really interesting experience for all of us to be together and part of that. So that's one of them. I recorded, there's three activations. The first one, tuning into positive energy when others are negative. And it's, these are activations. I want to speak just briefly about activations. So when we hear information, our mind processes it. And that's what we talked about earlier. But an activation goes right to the cellular level. And yes, our mind still will hear it or think about it, but it's actually, if you think of the word active, it's actively doing something to help you shift that energy. So this particular one, many clients have, you know, have talked to me and experienced, you know, there's negative people in our lives, whether it's family, you know, governments, whatever, and it's sometimes hard to deal with. So this is an activation to help you again at an energetic level to transmute those energies and to give you the tools to manage them in your everyday life. So that's a powerful one. The second one is turning on the energy of love from within, no matter what is happening. And kind of, I just love this one. And the word love is in it because love is an energy. Love is the all-encompassing. I often say in my teachings, you know, at my workshops, well, you know, we've talked about, you know, whatever our topic was, and we've spent 2 hours on it. Now forget everything I've said and just focus on the word love, the energy of love. And that's all we have to do. So again, we know that cognitively. And this activation will help people to really get it deeply within them and then be able to live it. That's what the activations allow. You'll see the tangible results in your life. And I often ask people, particularly in my workshop, to keep a journal, make a note. You know, you've set this intention, you've done this activation. Now pay attention to how it's changing your life. So the third one in the package of activations is tuning into your own well-being, and I kind of emphasize own there, balancing your energy and vibration, because yes, sometimes we need to go to a doctor or a healer or a energy worker or something, and the purpose for all of them is to help empower us. So it's tuning into your own well-being and knowing what that is for you, and the more that you can be empowered, you'll feel your own energy shift. And to balance out anything that's going on in you, so that you then can step forward into the higher vibrations and more empowered. So it's again activating from the inside to support you to do what you're here to do. So the activations are very, very powerful audios. Mm-hmm. The next one is the this is a PDF actually. This is a full channel that's in my first book, Your Mastery, Live It Now. And because of the portal that we've got coming up on this November 11th, I decided to offer that to your participants. It and again, I channeled it, but I don't remember it. So when I went back and read it, I went, wow, this is good stuff. And so I included that as a PDF that people will get in this package. And always remembering, when you read the word, you are also getting the energy from us, even though it's in a written form. And then the next one is, this is a workshop. I do workshops here locally in Sault Ste. Marie every 2 weeks at a beautiful yoga studio here, and now offer them as live streams. So this is an offer to your participant to join us on November 25th for this workshop. And the title is What's New Since 11-11-11, because we know that, first of all, the one back in 2011 was a very powerful shift that happened, and now we're going through another one. So it'll be time, an opportunity to gather with, again, like-hearted people and to receive information and the energy around where that's taking us now. So, woohoo! Lots of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's package A. So there's a live telechannel where you do channeling from us. And yep. Then there's also the three activations. And yep. Thanks for really clarifying the activations, going right to the cellular level, to shift that energy. Yep. So the one activation is on turning positive energy into, tuning into positive energy, when others are negative. So I think a lot of us could benefit from that one. Does that also help us help to shield us from psychic attacks, or going forward once we've done the activation or experienced the activation, rather, well, it is done because it's happening to us. Does that make us less susceptible to negative energy?
Absolutely. And I don't use the words shield or protect anymore. I used to, but when we're in, again, embodying our divine essence, we are, holding a higher vibration. We don't need protection. It's like we're full of light, so nothing actually can get in. So that, yes, that will absolutely, sustain you, maybe would be a better word. Right. To be the light and not to, I don't even give thought to whether there's anything else around, there's people who are negative and I bless them and hold the highest vibrational vision for them without worrying that I'm taking it in. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. So there are those three activations, and then you also get the energy infused chapter from Judith's book, and then also the live stream, which is actually a workshop. So let me ask you this: if someone happens to be in the area, could they attend live, or is this?
Absolutely, we would love to have you there live. We're in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, and it's on my website. So yes, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, I think that name sounds so familiar because I think we've got some people from the community there.
Probably. Yes.
Because I read the city, when people put in their cities for the questions, and I'm sure I've seen that before.
Wow, great.
Wonderful. And then the option B, the package B, would be everything that we've just mentioned, as well as a private session with Judith and us. So, tell everyone around, what happens in this private session? What are the things that people can kind of look forward to, and once you've had the session with you, what's on the other side?
Well, again, the short answer is on the other side is feeling good, feeling better, feeling lighter, feeling more empowered. As I said, we all have stuff we're dealing with in our life. I do too. I have a spiritual mentor that I talk to, and then help shift energy so that I can be more empowered. So when I'm in a private session, with a person. I tune into their energy. They set an intention or talk about what an issue may be or ask questions. And us is with me the whole time in a private one-on-one session, and clearing energy, shifting energy. And again, some of it we're aware of cognitively, but a lot of it is going on at that deeper cellular level. And so afterward, you always feel an energy shift. The biggest comment I get is that, I feel so much lighter because a lot of the density got released.
Wonderful. So does the person, let's say I do this session, do I have to kind of know? Well, I know the answer to this, right? But I'm going to ask it anyway. we know the answer to this, right? But I'm going to ask it anyway. For the sake of everyone, do I have to know what needs to be worked on? I mean, I feel so silly asking that question because
I know.
I don't.
I know, we don't. But yet, though, it is a good question, Ian, because I'm a thinker. I like to think a lot and sort things out. And so, yes, my cognitive mind does want to understand. And many people are like that. Some people can just go, oh, okay, whatever, it's good. They don't need to figure it all out. But there are people who do want to understand. And so, yes, in our discussions together, I'll bring awareness to a certain thing or situation, and they'll go, oh, okay, that makes so much sense now, why that happened or why I'm thinking that way. So, yes, there's both elements of that. So it actually was a very good question, Ian.
Well, very good
question.
I believe I'm guided to ask these questions. But, just so people are understanding, when they have this private session with you, they have direct access through you to the United Souls of Heaven and Earth. So I think now is probably a good time maybe to give again just a short summary of who are these United Souls, intergalactic beings from other realms, specific planets, who are these beings that will be working with people?
Well, when I asked them again earlier on, when I realized what was happening, and they, I was journaling and writing these beautiful messages, and I realized that they weren't me. The wording was very different and very beautiful and loving, and I just always felt so wonderful after I wrote these messages. And when I finished writing one time, this was over a 6-year period, I wrote in love and service. And I went, okay, that's lovely. And then, months later, I wrote in love and service, your Council of Light. And I went, wow, that's awesome, because I, had visions of this Council of Light being standing around me while I was doing this. And so then months later, because I was wise enough to know at the time they would eventually give me the information, I wrote U period S period. And I kind of thought, that's kind of strange. And why would the United States be talking to me? But then I finished the writing, and I wrote United Souls of Heaven and Earth. And as soon as I wrote that, Ian, I just got this wave go through me, because I'd been doing all kinds of energy work previous to that as a Reiki master in different modalities, but I'd created my own modality that had just literally been downloaded, and it was called Energy Harmony Alignment. And I knew when I was more of a hands-on treatment at that time, I could feel and see the light coming from people right at where they showed me that the divine essence sits within the body, like right between the breasts, right in the center of the body. And that I knew I was connecting heaven on earth through their bodies, through the physical body at that time. So when they gave me their name, I went, wow, that totally makes sense now. It's, the United Souls of Heaven and Earth. And then when I asked them, who they were, because that, afterwards one of my next questions, they said, we are you and you are us. So they don't talk about coming from a different planet, or, they are a multidimensional energy that is here to facilitate the activation of our divine essence, because we are them and they are us and we're all one. So that's beautiful. The long and short answer.
Yeah, that's wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, so everyone, you'll have the opportunity to have us speak to you through Judith and channel information and work on your spiritual DNA and cellular level.
Yes, good way to put it. Spiritual DNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Thank you for that. And then also on top of that, there is something else if you do Package B.
Yes, there is.
What is it?
it's a little bonus audio that I added on. It is the audio of the invocation that I did at the beginning. So it's the invocation of your divine essence. And it's interesting because I always like to throw in a little extra something for people. And I've had such amazing feedback from this invocation of how people really, really feel it. And that's the key here. Yes, we can think it, we can understand it, we can know it, but truly to feel it in our bodies, because we are in a body. So I've thrown that in. It's that 3-minute invocation I did just before us came in with their channel. And I just had an email today, actually, from a client who had asked me about it and how it had so resonated with her and if that, you know, she could use it. And I said, absolutely, you know, listen to it every day. The more that you listen to it, the deeper and deeper that you get it. And, it's a very powerful invocation.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that very, very special offer. So there's the A and the B, everyone. If you wanted to work privately with Judith and us, then you would do the option B. Or if you wanted to just go with the live stream and the activations and then experience us through that telechannel, then option A would be your choice. Of course, I'd recommend working with Judith and us privately always, because that's where we get the fastest results and that's where the transformation happens at the greatest level.
Mm-hmm.
The amplification.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have beautiful speakers, beautiful people like Judith who have these incredible gifts who've really put themselves out there. And sometimes, you know, it's not easy to really be a vessel of love, light, and service. You really have to take it on as a responsibility that this is your divine assignment and that you've been asked to really share this vibration with the world. So we're very, very grateful today, Judith, that you're able to be here with us and also really share the beautiful message that you shared and the channel that you shared with everyone today. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome, Ian. And go ahead. I just fleeted by. I don't remember what it was.
Okay. Well, I wanted to there's two things I wanted to mention. So everyone, you probably know that we didn't do live Q&A today. And that's because, now Judith, did you say it was your brother or your son was having a baby?
If my son is having a baby, possibly
like
any hour now.
Yeah, right. So we had a
son's wife,
short.
I should say, yeah.
Yes, of course. But like literally, like everyone, literally. So, well, thank you so much for being here. You know, I know you're so anxious to head out the door. We're going to let you go. So that's why, everyone, we didn't do the live Q&A today, but we certainly are so grateful that Judith was even able to make it and then do that amazing channel. But what we're going to do is something really, really special. On the 5th of November, which is a Monday, we invited Judith back to do an hour, or very close to an hour, of channeling and Q&A, personal questions, connecting in with Judith, connecting in with us, having the divine transmissions come through us, to you, to perform the healings and then give you the answers that you need. So it's going to be a very, very special show that we're having on the 5th of November. So make sure that you attend that one. Put on your calendar now. So that's going to be the 5th of November, and it's devoted literally to you, everyone in the community, to really get as many of your questions answered so we can be of service to you. So that's that part. You know, I guess the only thing I wanted to do now, Judith, was to let, to ask you, you know, what didn't I ask you? What was missed? What did us want to cover that we haven't covered today? So this is just kind of the your opportunity to share with the community anything that I forgot to ask or that you wanted to share or what's coming through.
Spirit saying to us, we have laid a very powerful foundation through this time together. With everything that we've talked about, the transmission from us, all of it, what they're showing me is that for anyone listening to this right now, it is laying a very strong foundation for a leap forward for you on your spiritual path and in your own ascension process. So that came through right away when you asked the question. So that is what it was meant to be said in sort of in closing, that we're laying very strong foundations right now, almost like springboards, like solid foundations for the movement forward of all of those who are wishing to do that in their lives. And the other thing I really did want to thank you, Ian, for the opportunity to do the question and answers at a different on a different date. That I'm really grateful for that, because as you know, that I'm quite excited to we know it's a grandson, so you know that I get the opportunity to actually be there with them.
Yeah, to welcome in that beautiful little bean.
Yeah,
bring your amazing energy.
Yeah,
wow.
He really is. And it's interesting, because we know how births go. You know, we're assuming it's going to be tonight, but it might, you know, go through the night and into the next day.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's my birthday, so it's
wow,
what a beautiful alignment! I'd be so honored if she, whichever day is great, but the fact that it's so close to my birthday, I feel.
It
feels very special to me,
Of course, and to have us present as well. It's like this, beautiful. What a way to come into this planet to have that. How special to have that amazing energy. How special, really. Okay, well, we will let you go. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom, and thank you for channeling for us and sharing your gifts. And we look forward to speaking with you again on November 5th, where people get to ask you questions.
Right on. And I'm looking forward to it, too. And thank you. Thank you so much to you, your staff, your team. You do a great job, Ian, of putting this together. It makes it so easy for us as speakers and presenters. And also thank you to your community. I can feel them. There's many amazing beings out there that are doing great things in this world right now. So just continue
absolutely.
And keep on shining your light, everybody.
That's right. Everyone, shine your light. Thank you so much for being here and listening in today. It's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed being here in your energy. Thanks for bringing it. Thanks for bringing your amazing energy. Really keeping this community strong and vibrant. So all you shining lights, we appreciate you. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones. We thank the united souls of heaven and earth. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service for being here and bringing us all together. So much love to you all. See you again. Bye now.
Bye.